Czech diplomats have managed to negotiate the release of a Polish national jailed in Syria since 2015. According to a statement from the Office of the President, the man was released on humanitarian grounds and is reported to be in a satisfactory physical condition. Daniela Lazarova reports.
Leszek Banek, 54, went missing shortly after entering Syria from Lebanon in December 2015. Efforts to trace him proved fruitless, and it was only last year that news emerged of his whereabouts. He was in a Syrian prison, having been captured by Syrian forces and charged with activities linked to terrorism, for which he was likely to face a death sentence. Polish media featured reports which described the man as unbalanced, saying he had caused disturbances in Poland, travelling around the country to announce a pending nuclear apocalypse. Polish efforts to negotiate his release failed, and last year they turned to the Czech Republic, the only EU country which operates an embassy in Syria, for help. Following months of negotiations, the Czech Republic was able to announce the man's release on Monday. He was handed over to the Czech ambassador in Syria, Eva Filippi, and then transported to the Polish embassy in Lebanon. He was reported to be in satisfactory physical condition and was using crutches after having been shot in the leg during his arrest. While the Czech Foreign Ministry said it would not be releasing a statement or giving details of the successful diplomatic mission, the Czech President's chief foreign policy adviser, Hynek Mojicek, who travelled to Lebanon for the handover, had high praise for Czech diplomats in Syria, telling the news site Novinky.cz that the credit lay fully with the Czech ambassador to Syria, Eva Filippi, and the respect she had built up in the country. Without the empathy and energy of Ambassador Filippi in Syria and Ambassador Frankova in Lebanon, we would have been powerless, Mr. Kmonicek said. The Czech embassy in Syria, which represents all EU member states in the country and is also a protective power for the United States, has established good working relations with all parties in the Syrian conflict and is the sole distributor of EU humanitarian aid in the country. On a visit to Prague last year, Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad had high praise for the Czech ambassador's work.
You have an excellent ambassador who, irrespective of the very dangerous situation, difficult situation in Syria, remained with the Syrian people. She is carrying also responsibilities not only for the Czech Republic, but for some European countries, and also for the United States. All our discussions with the United States were carried through here. She visited American prisoners who were caught, in Syria, because they entered Syria illegally. And she went to the prison, met these people, took books and medicine and cigarettes, reported on their health and so on. And some of them were released because of Czech assistance. And if it were not for the Czech Republic to be represented in Syria, such a thing would never happen.
Eva Filippi, who last year received a high state distinction for her work in diplomatic service, is a highly respected professional in her field. Last year, Parliament passed an amendment to the civil service law allowing ambassadors over the age of 70 to continue in their posts, since the conditions originally set down would have meant her leaving office.